Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show. Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Really big. Driven to left field, racing back is Carlson at the wall, it's gone! Christian Walker providing some punch for the Astros offense, a two-run first inning shot off of Young, the 252nd of Walker's career, and the Astros strike first when they very much needed to.
Put the Astros on national TV after they've been playing like doo-doo for a couple of games, and guess what? No stage fright. 7-2, they take down the Baltimore Orioles last night. I do have to say, the embargo that I have against watching Astros baseball games live, it will continue until they get a four-game sweep, which is theoretically possible over the next couple. Hello, and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday. Ask Gallant anything Friday. We are at arguably the most important place in the world. Some people say that the eighth wonder of the world is the Astrodome. I like to say that the eighth wonder of the world is every single El Tiempo that is located in the greater Houston area. Because it's a place that you don't just go to go get some fajitas and, of course, their amazing margaritas. It is also a place that is with you forever in your heart. That sounds sentimental, but I'm at the El Tiempo on Washington right now as we wrap up our ESPN Houston Summer Circuit. I have been to this El Tiempo several times. And by several, I mean I have been to this specific El Tiempo more than I've been to any restaurant in Houston, Texas. I have come here a lot. How many of these times that I came here do I remember? That's a great question. We can answer that a little bit later in the show. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, after all. But if you want to get in, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I do think that these sunglasses are going to make me look a little bit more like I can handle the incoming El Tiempo margarita. And by the way, fantastic specials that they have here. The Margarita Mondays, $5. Also, I tried the brand new El Tiempo Skinny Margarita on Wednesday when I went to the one that's on West Westheimer, West Side. And it is very, very good. So we're going to be here this afternoon. I know it's storming and all that, but this place is fantastic. It's a very special place to me. I'm very happy to be out here. The Astros. Okay. Back in the dub column, I watched the highlights. I did not watch the game live. I do not know why it took them going on Fox for them to all of a sudden not have stage fright. But 12 hits. Christian Walker went yard. He also doubled. Yiner Diaz went yard. Jesus Sanchez had 5 hits, won a double. Brutal slump, and then all of a sudden he pulls out a fiver. The Jesus Sanchez experience is a fun one. Sometimes he breaks his hiney while trying to catch a fly ball. Other times he robs 2 home runs in the same game that would have been 7 runs against the Astros. You never know what you're going to get. 5 hits, I did not think that would happen. He actually made history. Jesus Sanchez did. Per Steve Grandy, who is the Astros' director of information and communications, Jesus Sanchez is the first player in Major League history to snap a 10-game hitless streak with a 5-hit game. The previous high, a 9-game hitless streak, snapped with a 5-hit game by John Roseboro from the Twins in 1968. I don't know why I made that sound Latin. It's probably Roseboro, but Jesus Sanchez made history. Hey, Zeus, hits. Got 5 hits. hits. No, we're not going to work with that. No one thinks that's an amazing song. Fine. We'll sing some other songs a little bit later. Who is the God wills it soldier of the game for the Astros as they continue to win in ways that you don't really expect? Because, hey, you had Framber Valdez on the hill on Wednesday, and he looked like he quit on the Astros. And the game before that, Hunter Brown looks great, but the Astros couldn't score any runs. And ultimately, they lose the game via a walk-off walk. So leave it to Jason Alexander, no, not the guy who plays George Costanza, to continue to be, like, really good. I don't understand it. Now, his ERA is not so great because he had some rough performances when he first joined the team. But somehow, some way, Jason Alexander gives the Astros 5 1/3. He allows 8 hits. He did walk a guy. And just 3 strikeouts, but somehow 2 earned runs the whole way. And since the Astros' offense got going the way that it did, they get another dub. God wills it. Perhaps he should have been the Astros player of the game last night. I think that they ended up giving the Astros player of the game to Christian Walker, which doesn't really make any sense. Jesus Sanchez had 5 hits. What? How do you do that? Okay, Astros, this is the Astros player of the game? What are we doing here?
Sounds like a charity case, Paul.
It does, Joe George. By the way, Joe George is here as well. If you're watching on the YouTube and on the Twitch, you can sort of see Joe George. So Joe's going to chime in from time to time, and I do believe at some point we are going to break margaritas together. Is
yes.
that how it works?
Yeah, for sure.
And definitely a basket of chips. Maybe the fried chips because I got the queso. The queso, so I'm not a cheese guy, but the chips that they have for the queso here at LTM, but oh my God.
It bounces
like
out
deep
here.
Fried.
Yeah.
Well, I just like those chips, and then someone gets queso, and I just steal half the chips.
Okay.
Because I just want those chips. Those
that
chips,
makes sense.
The fried chips are fantastic. Got some El Tiempo leftovers, by the way, for later. I'm just going to eat El Tiempo all day today. Hell yeah, guys. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. So what else happened good for the Houston Astros today? Oh! The guy who made a deal with the devil and almost threw a perfect game against the Astros. Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption? Remember when the warden's about to go down, and he's in his office, and there's that sign in his office, and it says, "His judgment cometh, and write that soon," or "that right soon." Brandon Young, your deal with the devil has expired. You are a bum again. And that was nice to see, because he almost threw a perfect game against the Astros at Daikin Park. And no matter how many El Tiempo margaritas you might have had at Daikin Park for a good $300, worth it, you would not have been able to wash away what your eyes had seen, which is some guy with a 6.5 ERA, nearly perfect game, the Astros. So judgment back. I choose to ignore, coming out of this game, a couple of things that Jose Altuve is in the midst of a slump. I guess he is hitting a paltry 114 over a while. They are just 500 since the team meeting that they had earlier this week. And they did not score with runners in scoring position. They did not get hits with runners in scoring position. They were 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base, and Carlos Correa made an error. But we're going to ignore all of that because today the Astros are back in the win column. They are 2 games up in the American League West. Mariners did not play last night. They've lost 5 in a row, the Mariners have. I mean, my goodness, way to fumble away. The Astros playing poorly. And on top of that, they are 4 games back of the Blue Jays for the 2 seed in the American League, and 6 games back of the Tigers. Maybe if you don't get swept by the Tigers, it would be a little closer. I don't know. Just some food for thought. Next year, try not to get swept by the Detroit Tigers, okay? And Framber Valdez, let's at least make it to the 4th inning before we have a meltdown and get angry and then maybe passive-aggressively throw somebody under the bus after the game's done. You know, that's all. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. And on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Some comments here. People are expecting me to behave irresponsibly. No, I wouldn't do that. And I'm here to remind you that you should drink responsibly. Because I always have and never haven't. I think that worked. Correct. Day One Don is asking, how is the parking situation there? Don't worry about it. There's valet, right? Just tip your valet well, because this is probably not the best day for them, given the storms and stuff like that. Ryan Lost in Texas asks, Paul, would you ever consider on an Ask on Anything Friday filling up a Yeti tumbler full of piping hot restaurant-style salsa roja and just walk around all day taking sips of it? No one would ever know. Well, I mean, idea, I don't know, mix it with vodka. Would it not be a Bloody Mary? I mean, it kind of would be. You probably need to add like a little ice so there'd be a little more liquid and such. But no, I think that would work. I think that actually would work. Someone texted in, Paul, you just like the flour chips. Okay, fine. I thought they were like the extra fried chips. Sorry. I don't know a lot of things, okay? I'm a Yankee carpetbagger. I came down here, I stumbled into one of these, and now I just keep on coming back. Like a fly attracted to it. I see the sign somewhere, and I will pull over in the middle of the road and just run exactly to what I thought might have been a place that provides those El Tiempo margaritas. And by the way, there are a lot of places that you can go and get yourself a little El Tiempo. They are opening up a new location right outside of NRG on Kirby. It's going to be at the old Timmy Chan's. There's also going to be a location in Galveston, another in the Post. And this is news to me. I did not know this, and this is honestly going to perhaps limit my production and limit my football knowledge over the course of this football season. Did you know that they are located in NRG Stadium? How did I not know that? I have no idea how I never figured that out. Joe, I think you have told me this before, and I might have forgotten.
I think so. I think I remember seeing it and then telling you. I thought you knew that,
though. No, I didn't know. This changes the game.
Well, I was trying to keep you responsible for work.
Yeah, yeah. So one thing I take seriously is football. Baseball, you know, it's baseball. Once the playoffs begin, we'll take it a little bit more seriously. But I had no idea. And it's also in Choctaw Stadium in Arlington for the Texas Rangers. It's called Choctaw Stadium? Interesting. Is that like a tobacco brand? And then Shell Stadium, too, which is where I believe Sam Houston State's going to be playing their games this year. Figure that out on Fox 26 this week. That was an interesting experience. And we'll just leave it at that. 713-780-3776 is how you call it. It's how you text. We are hanging out at El Tiempo on Washington. It does look like the rain's a little less crazy. So be safe driving out and about. Come out, hang out with us all afternoon as we wrap up our ESPN Houston Summer Circuit. You have a chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It is a $4,000 value. So this is it. Your last chance to come here to register for a chance to win, okay? Over the course of today's show, we'll be giving away some Cougs tickets. We'll also be giving away another chance, pair of listener party tickets, which is now officially 2 weeks away. And we're probably going to make you sing for both of them, okay? I open up my soul to you on Ask Alon Anything Fridays. You should be willing to let the power of music help you win free stuff, because that's the American dream, right? Yes, I like to think so. Ask Alon Anything Friday continues after this. And, okay, like, what are we waiting for when it comes to this guy who is clearly the finishing touch for a potential Astros World Series? Paul Galancho, stick around live on an Ask Alon Anything Friday at El Tiempo on Washington.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Sanchez broke out of that 0-for-27 skid with a hit in the first. And he slices one towards left center field. He's got a hit streak going in back-to-back appearances at the plate. And he'll drive Walker home. It's 5-1 Houston.
Oh, yeah. How about that? What a performance last night by Jesus Sanchez, who breaks out of a 10-game hitless streak with a 5-hit game. He doesn't pronounce his name like Jesus, but he had 5 hits last night. It was quite a sight, Jesus Sanchez. No? Come on.
I'll give it a B+.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you. Yeah. Someone needs to provide me moral support here. I'm just showing my heart.
Well, we know
everyone.
Sean's not going to give it to you.
I feel God in this El Tiempo on Washington where we are at all afternoon with a storm raging outside. It is an Ask Alon Anything Friday, but since Joe is hanging out and we are having a little mini Gallant and George reunion, Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes.
From our YouTube channel at ESPN Houston, where poor Maureen has resigned himself to after being, I believe, removed from the sometimes toxic Twitch, but also welcomed back and constantly throwing a little bit of a pity party for himself. He wants to know if you're still angry with him, Joe.
No. If poor Marine would like his Twitch account back, he can have it.
Okay.
So
how about the rest of the Twitchers who are banned?
Yes. Except for one.
Except for one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for one. There's one who will not be
welcome
back.
Suck it, killer bees.
Yeah. The other ones are coming back.
Okay. I like
it. At some point.
I like it. A little revolution.
Yes.
Now, they are afternoons.
They've been in timeout for like 2 months.
Okay.
So,
they will not behave when you let them out.
Yeah. So then it'll be like how I treat my son. The next punishment would be like just a little bit longer.
Okay.
So like the next time would be like a 3 month ban.
Ooh. Okay.
Let's keep adding a month at a time.
And he's off to school for the first time.
He is. Yeah. I got to leave at 1:30 to go get him for the first time today.
Oh.
My wife's been picking him up normally. So.
Oh, wow.
I got dad duties today.
Okay. Well,
it's been weird.
It has been.
It's strange having him in school.
Yeah, because like now you're not responsible for him the entirety of the day.
Yeah, which is kind of nice at the same time, to be honest. Like, look,
you got a babysitter.
Like, it's just like, all right, he's your problem now.
It's one less meal that you got to cook, too.
Oh, we have to bring lunch every day.
Oh, come on. They got to feed him. The Astros fed us with offense last night, am I right? 7 runs. And they also are trying their best to fix things in the short term. Before we talk about a move that they did yesterday, for the love of God, call Yordan Alvarez up. What are we waiting for? He's got like 30 hits in 2 games in Corpus Christi. I'm exaggerating a lot there, but he's basically 7-for-8 since his start in AA. I suppose AAA is more difficult, but he's clearly ready. It doesn't seem like the inflammation's hurting him anymore. What are we doing? Let's make this happen. Put Yordan on the major league squad. So the more runs can be scored by this team that has one of the best batting averages in baseball. It's top 7 and has one of the worst runs scored in all of baseball, which is bottom 10. What are we doing? Call Yordan up. Why are we wasting time with the Corpus Christi hooks? Is there someone in the Astros organization who's betting a lot of money on the Corpus Christi hooks these last couple of games? Let's make an investigation into that. Yordan needs to get out of Corpus Christi. I don't care if that ballpark is scenic and has like a bridge that you can see in the outfield. I've never been to Corpus Christi. I prefer to never go to Corpus Christi for the remainder of my life. It seems like too far of a drive to go to a beach. But all that said, I want Yordan to be driven, flown by private jet, flown by helicopter, although helicopters are a little dicey. Helicopters make me nervous, but I want Yordan at wherever the Astros are playing tonight, which is Camden Yards in Baltimore, Maryland.
I think a helicopter ride's probably a little much to Camden.
Yeah, you probably have to stop a couple of times.
Yeah. But I'm with you. Why is he not? He should come up.
Helicopter to George Bush to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, why not? Just get it done.
What are we waiting for?
He's stealing bases in the minors, Paul.
Yes, he stole bases.
He can play in the
He actually stole a base. I was shocked by that. And everyone was like, you can't steal bases, Yordan. You might destroy all of the bones in your body, because he has like bonitis in the eyes of many because of all the weird injuries he's suffered and times that he's left games due to stuff like, I don't know, smoke from fireworks. So certainly some reasons to take a look at Yordan and say, hey man, can you get back out there? You know who's back out there? Back in the major leagues for the first time in quite some time. And by quite some time, I mean a couple of months. But you would have thought he was in the major leagues. 37-year-old reliever Craig Kimbrel is back. The Astros signed him yesterday. How have things been going for Craig Kimbrel? Well, they're not very good. They're not. I don't know how many people heard about Craig Kimbrel's time with the Atlanta Braves, which is what ESPN lists him as playing for, but he has pitched 1 inning this season. It was against the New York Mets. He gave up a hit, a walk, and he did have a strikeout. He pitched 1 inning. And then he was immediately DFA'd. I want to know what he did. I mean, it's not like he had a Joe George's favorite pitcher ever, Blair Henley kind of a game, you know?
Now I'm really back.
He didn't Blair Henley the bleep out of it. He just had 1 inning. And I mean, hey, why is he in the minors for like 2 months? It's Craig Kimbrel. I get it. He's 37. He's not the same guy anymore. But and I know that things have not been the same for him for a while. We're talking all the way back to 2021. So we're talking 4 years of not being the Craig Kimbrel that you recognize him and are like, hey, that guy's a good closer, I think. But I don't know. Like, he only got 1 inning of work. What did he do?
Yeah, so he's, 50? I think it's 51 innings he's pitched in the minors this year.
Yes.
Ari tweeted it last night. He has 39 strikeouts on the season in the minors between the Rangers and the Braves.
Did he post that?
Ari Alexander did.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. I was about to say, it was like, if he's flexing about minor league stats, that's not a good sign. Okay.
So, like, I guess, I mean, so he's been fine in the minors.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I saw this last night, it broke during my show, and I was like, what are they doing?
Right.
It reeks of desperation.
I'm not going to go that far. Look, I think it's buying a lottery ticket, and hey, screw it. You're doing something to address your lack of bullpen depth. You have to do something, but I am expecting this to help the Astros out in the same way that if the Powerball is still over $500 million when I buy it later tonight, one ticket, $2, in the same way that I'm hoping that's going to save all of my, fix all of my problems in my life. Like, it's not going to happen, you know? It's wishful thinking. But they did do something, and I can respect that they did something. Also, there is another note to make, and it makes me think about the Astros training staff. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in Astros ER. But for those who don't know, remember when Taylor Trammell suffered what seemed to be a very serious injury in the midst of that Astros-Orioles game where Fromber crapped the bed? Well, Taylor Trammell has been put on the injured list with a cervical muscle strain. They brought Bryce Matthews up to replace him. And I have a serious question, and it's going to sound patronizing and condescending. But are we sure that the Astros know the difference when it comes to cervical between the neck region? Because cervical, it refers to two main meanings. I'm not a doctor. I come from the house of a learned one. It's the neck region, consists of the 7 vertebrae connecting to the skull and the rest of the spine. Or it can refer to the female cervix, which is in the lower narrow part of the uterus. They're both neck-like passages. They're both called cervical. So he has a cervical strain, and my hope is that the Astros are not going to look at Taylor Trammell knowing he has a cervical strain and saying to themselves all of a sudden, wait, he doesn't have a hoo-ha. How could he strain his cervix? And I do not trust these people. I don't. Not them at all. Not one little bit. And Taylor shouldn't either. Get a second opinion. They're going to tell you you have a uterus, sir. Like, go and get a second opinion. These people are Dr. Frankenstein caliber. And that means bad. Not like, I mean, Dr. Frankenstein, freak. But, I mean, he did create a living body out of a dead body. And then the guy had some issues and, you know, like killed his wife and his kids and all that stuff. Which happens. It happens from time to time when you use a cadaver to create life, play God. It happens. But he was actually a good doctor. These Astros doctors, I don't know, could I diagnose this? Could Joe diagnose this? Could Sean Mapes back in Mission Control diagnose this? Could I do a better job with an El Tiempo margarita in my system? These are fair questions to ask because of how bad they've been this year. So I don't trust them that they know the difference between a cervix and cervical stuff, wherever the hell that is in your neck or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them. Like, when they first did x-rays, I saw it and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know it was part of the neck bone.
I didn't either.
Or whatever.
Well, the neck bone's connected to the head bone. The head bone's connected to the bones. Yep. Then bones. The song. It's a song, yeah. I'm a doctor. By doctor, I mean I am in the same house.
Well, you're a doctor adjacent.
Till I was 14, I lived in the house of a future doctor.
Yeah, I think like you're more qualified to diagnose injuries from the social media landscape than
for sure.
Like Jeremy.
Ooh, interesting.
He's not Dr. Adjacent.
No, that's true. He's not. Dr. Branham. He does have a voice, though, that makes me trust him, even though he's a bit of a troll online. Just a bit of a troll. Just a bit. From the 832, is Kimbrel still going to do the silly look down to the catcher, even though he hears everything through the pitch comm? I hope so. Add a little flavor. Another texter says he's better than Caleb Ort. Brian King. I like King better, but I would agree with you on Ort. Ort was decent last night. From the 713 Ocho Texto says, got to tip my cap to the way Jason Alexander pitches, man. He has a very average pitching repertoire, but he does a good job of keeping hitters off balance with location, change of speed, and eye levels. Salute to him. Yes, salute to him indeed on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday. From the 346, ask Lon anything. Paul, do your bosses get nervous when you start drinking while on the air? I know I do. Well, this may be a question for middle management Joe here.
No.
That's a lot of trust.
I mean, Paul, we've put some back at some bars before during shows.
That's true.
So we've had a couple where
also true.
We might have gotten a little carried away, and we were fine.
There have been a couple of times where I've had a few drinks, and I've become super in my head after slurring like one word, and I'm like, oh, my God, everyone knows that I am wasted, you know?
RIP Drift, but they were feeding drinks the last
time. Oh, my God. RIP to Drift, they were very irresponsible, you know?
They were giving us so many drinks.
From the 747, Keith from L.A. says, Paul, if your sister's a doctor, that means she's smart. What happened to you? High school football. It was a legend. I also was like a straight-A student, and then I'm going to blame concussions that were undiagnosed because I'm a G-unit. I'm a soldier. And playing through concussions definitely caused brain damage. I also hit my head on things, like, regularly, like cabinets. It's generally
like
cabinets.
Still?
Oh, yeah, it's, like, once a week. I'll leave a cabinet open in the kitchen, and I just hit my head on it. I've been trying to fix a leak under my sink for a couple of weeks now with a variety of different ways. And, the other day, I hit my head on the pipe underneath my sink. So that hurt. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You can ask any question. I'll work it into the show. My friend's dad played for Saddam Hussein, says Eric the Driver, on the Iraq national volleyball team. This is something we talked about earlier in the week. Saddam was one of the only dictators that wouldn't kill everyone if they lost. So what historical dictator would you like to play for? First off, I don't believe you. Saddam definitely killed everyone. Definitely not any of the Kim Jongs. North Korea, sorry. Like they're probably wiping your family out afterwards. Dictators that I would have liked to play for. I'm thinking, man, I don't think I'd want to play for anyone off the top of my head. Definitely not the German dude. I feel like I would not qualify as Aryan. I think he would think, like, since I'm Black Irish, that I'm black and kill me immediately. Russian Stalin, no. Stalin would feel cocked by how awesome my mustache is when I grow it out. I think he would just kill me before I even play. Dictators. We know
Putin just like fills his guys with steroids right now.
I mean, that'll be sick. I'd be so
like,
jacked.
So like he'll help you
out.
Yeah,
that. And honestly, I don't know that he kills. That's a great point. So probably like post purge Russia, I would take that because like I have really skinny calves and forearms, and I'm very self conscious about it. And maybe at the very least I could get some implants, if not some just outright PEDs to blow those puppies up. Anyway, it is an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. The Houston Texans practiced against the Detroit Lions yesterday. Yesterday we talked about what was said leading up to the practice, what actually went down. We're hanging out at El Tiempo as part of the ESPN Houston Summer Circuit with all the awesome locations around the city. This is my favorite. We'll be here all afternoon on an Ask Alon Anything Friday, the Killer Bees after me. For your chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, just go to the register at the table to your right when you come on in. Hang out with us. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Shut up, fatty.
That was CJ Stroud talking to one of his ex-teammates at Texans training camp. Their joint practice against the Detroit Lions yesterday, one of his ex-Ohio State teammates popped up in the middle of the press conference, and he saw him in the back, and we are definitely going to use that as a drop for their foreseeable future. The Texans had joint practices against the Detroit Lions yesterday. I did a live stream after Joe's show last night at 7 p.m. talking about what I saw. So I was observing the observations of those who observed the joint practices. And what I gather is it was competitive from a Texans media perspective.
From a Lions media perspective, they clearly think the Lions won the practice, but they also felt that the Texans showed a lot of heart, a lot of chutzpah, that they practiced hard on a level that they did not feel the Miami Dolphins did. They thought the Dolphins were some baby back bitches when they did the joint practices against them a couple of weeks ago. So, hey, real recognizes real. Very cool to hear. C.J. Stroud, after the practice, was asked about the Houston Texans offense. Here's what he had to say.
I like that we were competitive, man. You know, like, it's not always going to be perfect, especially going against a new scheme. I thought it was, you know, back and forth. They did good. We did good. I think we made a lot of plays, a lot of explosives. We finished better than we started, which was nice. So, yeah, man, it's been great, you know, having these joint practices. I thought today went really well.
Okay. That's C.J. Stroud saying that. If you take a look at what's said about the practice, I think the thing that people were most encouraged with from the offense was that the running game, from a protection perspective, from a mauling dudes, road grader perspective, is making some real progress and is significantly better than last year. I don't know if that means the Texans are going to be a great running the football team, but it seems that the offensive line that's going to be the starters going into the year, it seems like it is going to be rookie Arianti Ursary at left guard, at left tackle, Laken Tomlinson at left guard, Jake Andrews at center, right guard Ed Ingram, and right tackle Titus Howard. It seems like they are, from a run-blocking perspective, a lot better than they were last year. Last year, they could not get any push whatsoever. Pass protection, it does seem like it's still a work in progress. That's to be expected when your left tackle's a rookie. Also to be expected when Aiden Hutchinson is 100% healthy, at least as far as he can be after coming back from that injury he suffered last year and is back out there for the Lions. I mean, he is probably a top-five pass rusher in the league, and I don't know if he was going up against Ursary or if he was going up against Howard, but I would imagine that he was a massive problem. And that Lions defense, I mean, it's pretty good. Is it as good as the Texans? No, but they fly around, and it's funny. Everyone thinks of Dan Campbell because of how big he is as like a defensive-minded coach. Well, he did play tight end. I mean, he was an Aggie tight end. He was a tight end, I think, for the Cowboys for a little bit of time, too. So they do have, though, that hard-nosed mentality, and D'Amico has it as well. And I like seeing that these two teams got to practice against each other. Kind of wish the Texans didn't have joint practice against the Panthers, who are a bunch of scrubs. They, I think, lost last night in preseason action again. And, hey, it's no one of consequence is playing this weekend. Do yourself a favor. Don't watch the games. You know, I tried for a second to watch Patriots-Giants last night because I was like, well, maybe the Patriots could get revenge for losing two Super Bowls to the Giants in a preseason game where no one plays. Because that's me, just a stupid idiot with a mild case of CTE, as a texter says. Yeah, I think you're right on that front. I watched it, and no one of consequence play. Like, none of the cool Patriots didn't play, and then they got shelled. And effing Tommy DeVito, who I hate because he played at Syracuse for a little bit, and he sucked. And now all of a sudden, like, he plays for the Giants, and he becomes a cartoon character that's honestly like a racist caricature of Italians. And he goes out there, and he throws for 3 touchdowns and 200 yards against the Patriots. So I'm not feeling so great today. Don't watch the preseason games. You'll only be disappointed. Much like you shouldn't watch the Astros-Orioles games this weekend. You're only going to be disappointed. D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, was asked about the Texans' offensive line, which we just talked about. Run blocking seeming better. Pass protection, I don't know. D'Amico, what's going on with the big old dudes up front?
Yeah, with our offensive line, what I saw guys still playing physical up front. We were able to, you know, break some runs there. Chubb, Woody, Jawar, all the backs were able to break a few runs. It starts up front. Those guys played physical, got a hat on a half finish. The tackles did a good job on the edge, really of handling the twists and the games. Proud of our guys for that. And the communication of picking up blitzes. So anytime you do a joint practice, you'll see different type of blitzes, different type of pressures and adjustments. So I think when you're able to handle that really well and allow your rules to work for you, and you see how sound the protections are, you see how sound we are when we play with the great technique, it works. So we just have to continue to lean into what we're doing, lean into what's being coached, and do it the right way every single time, and we'll be really good up front.
All sounds good from D'Amico Ryans, but it's a matter of what we actually see, and since Texans media was not allowed to send video of the practice, but fans were,
yep,
and the videos that we did see, Joe, were not very good camera angles. Really tough to get a gauge for the pass protection and how they're picking up all those things. But he is right in that at a joint practice, especially now that these teams are in regular season mode, now that they're in regular season mode, apparently, like, God forbid any of this video get out, even though the fans are literally posting it. That means that they were probably facing some stunts, which they had a really difficult time picking up last season. So the hope is that what D'Amico is saying is closer to the truth. I think it's going to take time. It's going to be a work in progress.
Yeah, I mean, we can't expect the offensive line like to be humming, or, and even just the offense in general. I do think the fact that they don't let the media – this always feels like a pity party when we say it.
I know,
like,
I agree.
We're complaining, but it's just dumb. It's like the fans can be there and take video, but, like, the media can't. What are you stopping?
It's bizarre. I think the NFL has a very weird level of paranoia, and it's kind of – it's – what is it? It's fermented in self-importance. Like, you think you're such a big deal that everyone is looking to get one over on you. And honestly, it's like the mind of a schizophrenic. Like, relax. No one cares about you that much. There's not some random... Like, Bill Belichick's gone. Ernie Adams is gone. Yeah. There's no Connor Stallions that I'm aware of in the NFL. Like, no one is going to a joint training camp practice to study and get information that they could perhaps relay to their team for a critical game. And if they did, it's going to be very limited and murky, Joe, whatever video and evidence that they have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure the Rams think it's really important to come scout the Texans and Nick Caley, who was a Rams coach last year, so they probably know him a little bit. Like they're not worried about it. And then
they bugged his car.
Yeah, they're going to show everything week one against the Rams anyway. So it's one of those where I like to join practices a lot. I'm over preseason at this point. I despise also the fact that there's a week off.
Yeah.
Like, why are we waiting a week? What are we waiting for? Let's get this thing going.
Well, you can watch the Cowboys documentary, which I started last night. My God. I forgot how much I loved football when I was a little kid in the 90s. I thought 90s football was the coolest. It was my first, you know, 95 was the first year I watched a lot of games. I watched games every single Sunday on my little TV that had the knob. Mm-hmm. It was black and white in the basement at my place in Hanover, Massachusetts, 205 Center Street. Shout out to Center Street. What? We had more Dunkin' Donuts than minorities. It's fine. And I just remember watching it and then seeing these old Cowboys teams. And I liked the Cowboys when I was growing up. I thought they were cool. I thought the helmets were awesome. My godmother's husband, my second uncle, I guess, was trying very hard to make me a Cowboys fan, and he did put on a very convincing effort. Like, I had a Cowboys nightlight when I was a little kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just admitting things, okay?
So if things go wrong for the Patriots and go right for the Cowboys.
No. Not anymore. Now that I'm here, I can't do it. But I actually – Patriots fans and Cowboys fans understand each other, and we're starting to understand the whole, hey, this team has sucked since they were good. This is hard. Now we're a laughingstock. What do we do? The Cowboys fans I know, jaded, bummed out people.
Yes.
The ones that are insufferable.
The real ones.
I don't think they live in the greater Dallas area. I think the most insufferable Cowboys fans live either in Houston or in the Northeast. Like, I understand if you're running into a Cowboy fan who is from here and is a Cowboys fan, they probably suck. Just like a Titans fan who's from here probably sucks. But I think the Cowboys fans from Dallas are just beating down individuals who are sad and depressed.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is a bad take, but, like, I don't think Cowboys fans are that bad. The real Cowboys fans. The ones that also root for, like, the Rangers and the Stars and the Mavs. The ones that are the problem are the ones that root for Duke, the Cowboys, the Lakers, the Yankees.
But they might be at a point now where, like, the Cowboys have been kind of pushed off to the side and maybe replaced by the Chiefs.
Mm.
Ask on anything Friday. You can ask any question. Let's go through a couple. Paul, how many dates have you been at El Tiempo? I've been on one date at this specific El Tiempo. It was at the bar, and the girl was giving me some of the most wild conspiracy theories about aliens. and I couldn't in good conscience give a second date. I couldn't. I was just like, you are way too sure of yourself. I just can't. Because I kept on asking questions, and she was getting pissed that I was asking the questions, and I was like, all right, this isn't going to work out. Another text. Paul, what's the scariest situation you have ever been in? There was a night where me and a couple of girls had left a bar in Midtown, and I was driving them home, and
at some point, I'm driving an 01 Toyota Corolla, and at some point, like, I nearly cut someone off who was wildly weaving in and out of traffic in, like, a big car. Like, one of the ones with the small penis giant wheels, you know? So this person was really mad and was basically tailgating me, and I want to say, like, a foot away in this giant car. And I was trying to get away from it. And I was trying to get away from it for 5 minutes. I picked up my phone. I called the cops. The girls that were in the car were absolutely terrified, as was I. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Because, like, this guy's just legitimately trying to bully me off of the roads in downtown. So I was just driving. And, like, on one-way streets with no other cars around, I just kept on, like, trying to turn and turn and turn. And eventually at one point, like, he pulled up side to side. And I said, like, I don't know what you want from me, man. I guess I'm sorry. And then the guy just veered off. But I thought I might die that night. That's basically the only time. That was somewhere in Midtown Houston.
I thought you were going to say last week.
What
when the lightning struck.
Oh, I mean, now we were inside. We were we were inside. That was okay. No, that was probably the most scared I ever felt. There have been a couple of times on Houston roads where I've been like, someone going to pull a gun on me?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Not great.
That's everyone's experience. Like, go on Westheimer. Like, everyone's driving like 75 miles per hour. They're on drugs. And, like, you know, it happens. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We'll continue to work your questions in. Up next, you know what? I can't believe what they're doing to this American institution. You know what I'm talking about. Stay put.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Your last chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company right here at El Tiempo on Washington, the restaurant that I have eaten at more than anywhere in the city of Houston. I mean, I have been here a lot. Something I'm a little bummed out about, one of my good friends who used to organize meetings here, unfortunately, he has moved to Austin. He used to live next door to here. I used to come here all the time entirely because you're like, hey. And he would just come in here, like, just slovenly, not having showered, smelling like an absolute, like, pile of poo. And we'd come in here, and then we'd have ourselves a good Saturday or a good Sunday. Oh, Lucky Number 11's on TV. That's a fantastic movie. Underrated. Bruce Willis, Josh Hartnett. Morgan Freeman's in it, too. Very good movie. Anyway, Paul's got the ADD. That's what happens when you give him an El Tiempo margarita. This one is not frozen. I normally do frozen, but this is...
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, all the time, Jeff.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't really like frozen margaritas. I'll be honest. I like it like this.
Get out.
I got 30 more minutes of me. I'm leaving.
The frozens are better, but you know why? So, my girlfriend's been finding this out the hard way. Like, I have little tendencies that make me seem very cheap to me. Like, the ice to me. Which, obviously, the ice melts in the margarita. But the ice, to me, it's, like, wasted. So, like, when I'm done and there's, like, a little bit of ice left to me, it's, like, that's waste.
Okay.
Where if you have the frozen, like, it's all gone at the very end. And this is a very stupid thing, but okay. It's literally that. That is why I like the frozen, because I know I'm not going to waste any of the tequila and the margarita.
Is it maybe a dumb thing? Yes. Do I understand your logic and now kind of agree with you?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's stupid logic.
It's great stupid logic.
Like,
it checks all the boxes of why I get why you do it then.
It's so dumb. It really is. I just know I'm admitting that, okay? Guys, this is a very tragic day in the United States of America because Cracker Barrel changed their logo and also Cracker Barrel rebranded, and everyone is really, really upset about this. And by everyone, I mean the right, who honestly, The right's been kind of lame recently. Like, oh, God, they don't watch Sydney Sweeney's boobs all over my face. Oh, look at all these sorority girls who are doing TikTok dances. They're showing all the limbs that it's cool to be hot. It's like the people that were pushing back against Sydney Sweeney were jealous women. They weren't the left, you know? It was jealous women who were like, this chick, she looks like an alien. Ah, her boobs are fake. Like, it's girls like that, jealous, insecure women. It wasn't an entire political faction. So people are acting like, well, the left wanted Cracker Barrel to change. So what happened is Cracker Barrel and their logo, which had that, like, dude who's, like, leaning on a barrel, who is, like, sitting on a chair, he's gone from the logo. Now the logo is just, it just says Cracker Barrel. And apparently they did a bit of a redesign on the interior. So now on the interior, the place looks like a more modern place. Is this something to get worked up about? I don't know. How many times have you eaten at Cracker Barrel? I've eaten at Cracker Barrel like twice in my life. It wasn't good enough to go back. To me, it's like, oh, if this is the rest stop restaurant, that's a pretty good rest stop restaurant to have. But have I ever gone out of my way to go there? No. No. It's weird that there's people out there who are like, yeah, I used to go there all the time. In fact, there's some just absolute loser Florida politician who posted this, and I thought it was a joke post when I first saw it. Byron Donalds, who is a Republican who's running for governor of Florida and a congressman. In college, I worked at Cracker Barrel in Tallahassee. I even gave my life to Christ in their parking lot. What? In their parking lot? You couldn't pick a better place to give your life to the Lord? Their logo was iconic. And the unique restaurants were a fixture of American culture. No, they weren't. They weren't. They were one of many restaurants that has gone the way of the dodo bird, and this is how they're trying to survive. And it's a stupid way to try to survive, and everyone's crushing them for it. But I mean, it's like a TGI Fridays or a Bennigan's and some of these other places that used to be fun, and now like you can't find them anywhere. Whatever. What are we getting mad about here? You know, I mean, it is funny to pretend you're outraged and make jokes about it, and like say, oh, just like Aunt Jemima and the Land O'Lakes, that hot Indian piece of ass, and the Cleveland Indians logo, which actually was pretty graphic in nature as far as racism goes, the Redskins one and all that stuff. Like, people are like, oh, God, now this one's gone. We've lost a big piece of white culture. It's like, can we get over ourselves? Are you guys that just lame? Like, who cares? Like, Cracker Barrel rebranded. People hate it. But, like, did you go to Cracker Barrel? Are you really mad about this? Is this really an institution? Because this old man who's leaning on a barrel, who looks like the kind of person who's like, hey, girl, I like what you got in your britches. I really like looking at your britches. Your britches really form your ass in a way that makes me pleased. As he sits there creepily and ominously leaning against that barrel outside of the store. No, I see that guy outside the store. F him. I'm not going in.
Yeah.
I'm not going in. That guy's creeping me out. So they got rid of it, and again, I'm never going to go to Cracker Barrel. I wasn't going to go before. I think it's hilarious that the internet is like having a collective bleep storm over this.
I don't get it. I think I've gone to Cracker Barrel like one or two times in not a road trip setting. Like it's something you don't ever do.
And yeah.
And now living in the South, it's like, well, that's Waffle House now. It's like you go to Waffle House. Like,
but
in the Midwest, yeah, it was for me, it was Cracker Barrel. Like, you're going somewhere that's 3 or 4 hours away. You got to get a bite to eat. Someone's cranky. They need food.
Are there like, a bunch in the Midwest?
Yeah. Okay. They're all over. Yeah.
Because I can't remember the last time I even saw one in the greater Houston area.
There's actually one by my house.
Oh.
It's very strange.
Okay, out of sticks.
But, like, I'm like, eh, like, I'm not going to go to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
There's too many great places to eat in Houston to stop at a Cracker Barrel to eat.
I wish, personally, that there were more Waffle Houses. Because I love Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Waffle House after every single football game I played in high school. We had the one that was right by this, and I would get a waffle, I get a double burger, and I get a vanilla Coke. I loved it. I love Waffle House. Waffle House is open all 24/7. When I was at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, there was a Waffle House that was near Radio Row. I went there and I had steak and eggs every single morning. And it was cheap. I mean, it wasn't great steak, but whatever.
It's
I like
fun.
Steak and eggs. I had steak and eggs and tomatoes every single morning. It was great. It's bizarre. It is bizarre to me that these are the kind of things that like just blow up on the internet, and a lot of people are having fun with it, but then some people take it seriously and are like, this is an outrage. It's like, Cracker Barrel? I have no idea. What do they have there?
Like, I think it's
crackers?
Like, people can't take it. People can't tell when people are being not serious. So then they feel like they have to come up with these serious takes about a logo rebrand.
Yeah.
And it's like, guys, it's okay. I just go there for the checkers.
I feel God in this Cracker Barrel.
The giant checkers. That's all I really know about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that little table game.
Yeah,
with the little golf tees.
Right, and apparently...
It's impossible.
I was listening to part of my take this morning, and it said like, apparently if you can't get it to the point where there's only three left, you're an ignoramus. And then they got rid of that. Now, that's kind of lame. Like, yeah, call someone an ignoramus.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think bring back that word as a word. Anyway, it is the Paul Gallant Show. On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, we are at El Tiempo on Washington. You want to get into the show on this Ask Gallant Anything Friday, you know how to do it. You want to register for a chance to win a pair of brand-new e-bikes from Power On Electric, you can. I love El Tiempo. So excited to be here. The one on Washington is the place that I've been to more than any other restaurant in town. Stick around on the Paul Gallant Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.